great throws. I mean, each and every week, you know, we're going to face a new great quarterback. So, I mean, we got to be on tight coverage each and every week and try to make it hard for the quarterback to throw the ball and give our D lineman a chance to get the sack.
And they got a pretty good receiver and a pretty good running back to go with it.
Yes, exactly. Guys are phenomenal. Antonio Brown, good guy, good in space, find ways to get open. Bell is patient when he runs. So it's going to be difficult, but at the same time, you know, we're going to play our defense, do what we do best, be aggressive, and try to stop, get off the field on third down and try to create turnovers.
How do you attack a guy like Brown? Do you get physical with him?
Just play your game. That's all. I mean, whatever your game is, be comfortable with you and who you are on the field, and do what you can do.
Would you embrace the challenge of shadowing him, whether
that
slot,
I don't know.
Inside, outside?
That I don't know. I mean, you'll find out when I find out if I'm doing that.
If coaches asked you to follow him?
Like I said, I don't know.
If they asked you to follow him inside, though, is that something you'd want to do or have done before?
I'm just telling them
no.
How important was that for you guys early in that game to hold the Saints to field goals? Because that really would have changed.
Yeah, that was huge. That was huge, John, to be able to do that. You know, and I mean, teams, especially a high power offense like the Saints, be able to hold them to field goals when they're in red zone is big because, you know, we see games or we watch film where, you know, they always capitalize on all those opportunities, especially within the five. So it was huge on our end. We were really proud about doing that.
I know parts of last offseason you spent time training against Antonio. Did you do it this year too?
Oh, man, I knew that question was coming soon. Yeah, every offseason we tend to find time to work out, hang out. So, yeah.
Is he a trash talker or on the field, you know, a lot?
Oh,
or,
man.
I mean, I'm sure he is.
He's not. I mean, to my knowledge, I mean, he loves the game. He loves playing the game. He's always smiling. He just go out there and do what he do best and just catch the ball and try to score touchdowns.
Have you guys talked about this game coming out?
Oh, no, we didn't. No, we didn't.
So you guys have the same trainer then in the Miami area?
We always work on our own. I mean, we train whoever we want to train us, but we basically try to find a field and work out together. But we all have our different things we need to do. You know, he's a busy man, I'm a busy man, but when we find a time to work out, we do it.
You've gone up against enough big names already. This is not any different.
This would be more of a hometown. You know, we grew up in the same hometown. We grew up in the same neighborhood. Went to the same school. You know, and it's more going to be like a brotherly type thing.
Is that what you kind of live for, being a top cornerback? You know, those matchups against the elite receivers. Is that what you really love?
I live for just playing football. You know, and not just a matchup and try to get the win and just try to get a championship. Try to get to the championship.
There's a sense of pride in that. Two Miami guys.
It's more of a, we're just going to be happy we're going against each other. We're more proud of each other for making it this far and achieving what we achieve. You know, we're going to be more proud of doing that and being able to line up against each other in times like this.
When you guys were younger, did you talk about this, you know?
When you're younger, you always have those moments when you want to be an NFL player and to be able to accomplish that and be able to line up against each other, you know, and be labeled one of the best in each position. You know, and it's a blessing, you know. It's a blessing to be able to do that, and I can tell from him and me, we're both we're both thankful for it. And like I said, we don't take anything lightly, so we're both looking forward to it. I know he's looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to it. We're always looking forward to it. We're looking forward as a team to try to go into Pittsburgh and try to get this win.
How does the game plan change, like, depending upon what type of receiver
you choose? I don't know. Whatever the coach brings that week, you just go with that game plan. But right now, we'll figure out, once we get in practice.
Did you cover him much when you played him in London?
Yes, I covered him some in London. It was pretty fun.